What is the chief cause of illness? So, in simple terms, Abraham, give us your overview of the chief cause of illness.
Illness is caused by giving thought to unwanted topics, feeling negative emotion but ignoring it, and continuing to focus upon unwanted, such that negative emotion is getting greater, but still ignoring it and maintaining attention upon unwanted, until, by the law of attraction, still more negative thoughts and experiences are attracted. Illness exists when you disregard the early subtle signs of misalignment that come in the form of emotion. If you feel negative emotion and you do not change the thought to relieve the discomfort of the negative emotion, it always gets bigger, until eventually the negative emotion becomes physical sensation, then physical deterioration. However, the illness is only an indication of your vibration, and whenever you change your vibration, the indicator will change to match the new vibration. Illness is nothing more than a physical indicator of energy out of balance. Many people who are experiencing illness disagree with our explanation of the cause of their illness being that the law of attraction is responding to their thoughts, as they protest that they have never thought about that particular illness. But illness does not occur because you're thinking about that illness or about any illness. Illness is an exaggerated indicator of negative thoughts that began as a subtle indicator of negative emotion and grew larger as the negative thoughts persisted. Negative thought is resistance, no matter the subject of the negative thought. That is the reason that new diseases continue to come about. And until the actual cause of the disease is addressed, there will never be a final cure. You have the potential for every illness in your body right now, and you have the potential for a perfect state of health in your body right now. And you will solicit one or the other, or a mixture, depending upon your balance of thought.
So, in other words, from your perspective, there is no physical cause for illness or disease. It's all about thought.
We understand your urge to give credence to action or behavior in attempting to explain causes. As you explain where your water comes from, you would be accurate to point to the faucet as the source of water coming into your kitchen sink. But there is much, much more to the story of where the water comes from than only the faucet. And in like manner, there is much, much more to the story about the source of wellness or of illness. Your ease or dis-ease are symptoms of the balance of your thought, and that balance will manifest through the path of least resistance as surely as water flows downhill.